This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and again, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and on this 22nd day of June. And it's a Thursday, right? Okay. Back tonight. It's pledge week, pledge week, pledge week. So I'm going to give you the numbers right out of the chute. 888-281-1110. It's going to take the fellows a little bit of time to get set up because they got here late. Okay. I'm not going to tell you who it is that's late because I don't want to embarrass Aaron or Frank. And so, they're that way. But you can call the 888-677-9673. That 888-677-9673. That phone, that line's ready. I mean, we know that Styles here on time.
Always here on time.
Okay, there you go. And
he has to be.
Yeah.
<Thank him. laughs>
Alrighty, so back in the back, there's Frank, and there's Eric, and there's Aaron. And in between, and in that glass cage in between, our producer tonight is none other than Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
And here, yeah, we got 84 pounds of little Lisa here in the studio.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty, there you go. And we have none other than that notary. That infamous pastor, the parson Joe Larson.
Infamous. That's a word we need to parse one of these nights. Glad to be back with you.
All right.
Infamous is not famous. It's quite different.
Well, I guess you say now. That all depends. It all depends on who you're. Now, are you not infamous to? LGBTQ?
Yeah. And
are you not infamous to Planned Parenthood?
No, definitely.
Are you not infamous to Joe Biden?
I doubt he's ever heard of us, but his minions might be.
Oh, they've heard of us. Believe me, the minions have. If they didn't, then we're trying to take ourselves down. Alrighty, we
Joe
have a lot.
Couldn't remember who we were if he had to.
Yeah. Well, as long as Hillary remembers, that's all that matters. And I know she remembers. Anyhow,
yep.
We got a lot to cover tonight. This is Pledge Week, folks. We got less than 2 hours tonight to raise enough money to keep fighting the fight for the next month. And it's been tough because this is summer. the toughest time of the year for all ministries like this one. So we got to get right into it tonight. Let's take it away. The title of the message was Fathers from the Beginning. And we talked about the first father, the first human father, the first father of the first prophet, the first father of the first murderer. We talked about the, well, we started actually with the father of all humanity, the father
right.
of all humanity, and then the spiritual father of all of those that are saved. And then we talked about the father of the repopulation, the father of the repopulation. And then we talked about the first father of many nations. And then we talked, tonight we're going to be talking about, ready? The father of lies, the father of lies. And we're going to start tonight, and
you're going to give us a clue, huh?
Yeah, it's. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's Adam Schiff, right?
You were right there with me, yeah. Adam Schiff, yeah.
All right, let's start with John chapter 8. Start with verse 38, and we're going to read, and then we'll come back. Why don't you read all the way through 59, then we'll come back and take a verse at a time.
All right. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Okay, well, you were supposed
to
go
to 59.
Yeah, 59.
You want to stop there or go all the way?
Go right to 59.
All right. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keepeth my sayings, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say, that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar, like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Alrighty, so what are we seeing here? Remember Genesis 3:15, where it talked about the seed of the woman would be at odds with the seed of the serpent. So we're seeing here the seed of the woman at odds with the seed of the serpent here. These are the religious leaders, the religious Jews. Why do you think they didn't understand? Why do you think that there was something that caused them to totally misunderstand? And that was something called pride, wasn't it?
I think that's about as close as we can come to, you know, defining it, understanding it. Pride, hatred, fear, there were several things with them.
So they were thinking that they were the chosen people, the sons of Abraham. But in fact, they weren't the sons of Abraham. They were the seed of Abraham, according to the Apostle
right.
Paul, but not the sons.
Descendants, but not the sons, right.
Okay, so the Lord Jesus is asking them, so if you were Abraham's children, why do you seek to kill me? And when they say this, that verse 41, you do the deeds of your father, Jesus said, then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God. What do you think the implication there was that when they made this statement, we're not born of fornication?
He was born, well, they're saying he was born of fornication because Mary and Joseph were not married when she was pregnant.
And so,
they're calling him a bastard.
So here he goes on to say, and is that what's happening? You know, today, that's still happening today. I talked to a fellow who was supposed to be a devout Catholic, and, you know, we were talking about this and about the virgin birth, and he said, well, you know, you got to remember something. He said, those religious leaders, you know, those Jews, he said, you know, they like to fool around. I said, wait a minute, hold it. What are you telling me? Are you telling me that you call yourself a devout Catholic? You don't believe in the virgin birth? He said, come on. He said, we can't believe all that stuff, can we?
Can we? Yes, we can.
Yeah, I told him,
God
need to get saved.
It, and I believe it, because if we don't believe in the virgin birth, then you don't believe in Jesus Christ, salvation. Then you might take the Bible, throw it out, and you have to believe either all of it or none of it. It's either all true or none of it's true.
Absolutely. John from West Park pledges $50, folks. This is the first pledge we've had tonight. This is not good, not good at all. Those phone lines should be lighting up. The numbers are 888-281-1110. Those are credit card numbers or regular. Or 888-677-9673. Again, 888-281-1110. Remember the deals we have on the books, 888-677-9673. We have the books available. $20 for the wife of the rubbish hauler. Let me get those books. I got them over here somewhere.
Rubbish hauler's wife.
The rubbish hauler's wife. $20 for the gay agenda, which, boy, that was spot on. Was spot on. And then $25 for the Bible Answer book, the little red book, and that comes up to $65. But if you ask for all three, for a donation of $50, if you ask for all three, you'll save $15, which is about 30%, right? And so
pretty close, yeah.
You get three, you get a lot of good reading right there. So anyhow, that's what we got. But listen, don't forget, you got to ask for the books. If you don't ask for the books, we're not going to send them to you. All right, let's get back to the scripture here. He said, he made the point that Satan was a liar from the beginning today. I have an article here, GOP Rep. Kevin Kiley lists off numerous lies by Democrats Schiff, Nadler, Solwell, and Liu on the Trump-Russia hoax. And so here, Durham, in his report, he verified the fact that all of these things that he listed were lies, that these guys openly, knowingly told these lies. And they really, not only, you know, do they, you know, we know that lying is wrong. To us, lying is a sin. We acknowledge that there are sins. They don't even acknowledge that it's a sin. In fact, they literally have
They're
to lie.
They're proud of it.
Yeah.
They were bragging about it. Schiff was bragging about it. I'm proud to be censured. It's a big joke to them. It's a matter of pride. And like the scripture said, pride goes before the fall. These people are going down. They just don't know it.
So he goes on to say, in verse 52, then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep up thy saying, he shall never taste of death. First of all, when they say that Christ has a devil, what have they done? Okay, Christ has...
In what sense of the word, they've kind of switched everything around, right?
Well, what they've done is they've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. When they say that you do these things through the power of Beelzebub, then that's blaspheming of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, there's two sins that people get very, very confused, okay? The unpardonable sin and the unforgivable sin. They're not the same, okay? So the unpardonable sin was one that was done nationally. It was the national leadership of the Jews blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And how do we know that that was different than the unforgivable sin? And the other unforgivable sin is what?
That's rejecting the Holy Spirit, really.
No, it's rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
When you understand, what he's saying, in other words, when you're witness to, you understand what they're saying and you reject that. That's the unforgivable sin. Now, you may get more than one opportunity to receive it, but that's going to, some maybe don't get more than one opportunity. But now, how do we know that the unpardonable sin was a sin that was committed by the Israeli national, their leaders of Israel? Jesus made a statement about that. He said, this would not be forgiven you in this world or the world to come. Now, that world that you look at, it's not the planet Earth. It means age. It means age, the time period, a dispensation. Now, when he said that, it was in the fifth dispensation of time, which was called what? The age of the law, okay?
Right.
The dispensation of the law. And what was the next dispensation? Well, it's the one we're in right now, the church age, right? The
church age, right.
So he said it would not be forgiven in the fifth dispensation or the sixth. So when will the nation of Israel be forgiven for that sin? During the tribulation period.
During the tribulation, when the Lord returns.
Yep, so that's when... All right, we want to go. We have Linda from Michigan pledges 20, from Minnesota pledges 25. Maureen in Springfield pledges 100. And Maria in Minnesota pledges 50. Thank you. All right. And so now he goes over, Joe, and he says, verse 55, yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. Boy, he's not cutting them any slack, is he?
No.
Okay. Now, he really gets tough on him in Matthew 23. And then he says, but I know him and I keep his sayings. And then he says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And when did he rejoice? Do you know when that was? I can tell you. You ready?
Ready.
If you go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word... Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I was just going to say Genesis 15, 1, right?
Yeah.
All right, that is... After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Okay, so how do we know it was the Lord Jesus he was referring to?
Well, the way it's worded there, capital.
Well, all through Scripture, whenever it's referred to the Lord, that's referring to Christ.
Right.
When it's referring to the Father, it's referring to the Father, huh? Or when it refers to God, then it was referring to the Godhead, huh?
Right, to the God, the Lord, yeah. But in this case, he said, I am, and he's talking, we know from Scripture that Jesus was the angel of the Lord, made the covenant, 2 Kings 2. He was the one that made the covenant with the children of Israel, so this has to be also Jesus. He made the covenant. He made the promise.
So we see three things, right, from the beginning. God the Father always gives the marching orders, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay, so he...
The Son carries them out, and the Holy Spirit provides the power.
So when we see this, and these things, the word of the Lord came into Abraham. So whenever we see these people appearing in the visions or appearing in a physical form, like when he appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, or when he appeared, it's always the Lord Jesus Christ that's doing the appearing, isn't it?
Right, because he is the physical God in the flesh.
So it tells you in Colossians within that the Godhead dwells bodily within Christ, huh?
Mm-hmm. Totally. So he is fully man and fully God. And any appearances will we also see all through the Old Testament, like I said, in 2 Kings, or Judges 2, chapter 2, and an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you go up out of Egypt, and I have brought you out of unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. So we see two ways to know, because the angel of the Lord was there physically throughout the Old Testament. And every time you see the appearance there, like you said, with Abraham, with the three men that came to visit, one was the Christ himself in flesh. So we've got two ways to verify.
All right, very good. Now, when it talks about that Godhead dwells bodily in Christ, in other words, in him, in his manhood, here he is in his humanity, but also in the deity. What is there's a name for that? What's it called? Do you remember? It's called a hypostatic union.
Union, yep. Thank you.
The hypostatic union. Will let Style explain that.
I think you better take this one.
The hypostatic union is where it's the process of where Christ is fully deity without any of his deity being transferred to his humanity. And at the same time, he's fully human without any of his humanity being transferred to his deity. So
the fully God and fully man, but each is totally separate.
Right. So if any of his humanity was transferred to his deity, would he be holy God?
No.
Okay. So, and then if any of his deity was transferred to his humanity, would he be a holy man? All right, there you go. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. America, America, once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. This land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise, for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won, yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
All right, folks, you heard what the man said. Open up your eyes. We got to get her done. Krista in Massachusetts pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you. And that puts us at right now. We got a chance, Joe, to make it tonight. We're 48 short, 4,800, 4,800 short. We can make our goal tonight. So all I need is five more pledges, like from Krista, that would match that 1,000. And so, folks, we need to hear from you. We only have what's left of tonight and tomorrow. But before we go any farther, Joe, I want to, we've had a lady who I talked to who's been a real lady. And I mean, this lady is a real lady. And she's been around for a while, and she's sharp as a tack. And I think she's about, Joe, about, well, probably about 10 years older than you and I. And so
that's old.
Yeah, I don't really want to tell her age because we're not supposed to do that, okay?
Right, not with ladies.
Yeah, and so, and she is a real, like I said, a real lady. And so anyhow, she just got the word today that she's got blood cancer, and they're giving her 2 to 4 years to live. Does that mean anything that they're giving her 2 to 4 years? Whose call is it as far as how long she's going to live? Is it?
It's the Lord's call. He could take her tomorrow. He could take her 6 years from now. It's all in his hands.
Now they gave my mother 2 weeks to live when she had her aneurysms, and 2 years later, she's still there. And so I had a very interesting talk with a so-called pretending physician. He said, well, if she was my mother, I'd make her comfortable and let her die. And I said, she's not your mother, and that's why we're not going to do that, okay?
Right, exactly.
And so, anyhow, I just want to say a prayer for her. Her name is Jean Warner, and she is a real lady. And let's pray for Jean. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold Jean up. Lord, we know it's your call. It's nobody's but your call when any of us leave this world. But in the rest of the time that she's here, Lord, I would ask, Lord, that you would give her a pain-free, just a pain-free existence. And, Lord, I would ask, Lord, that you would, again, turn her desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things out there. Lord, she's been a real lady all of these years. And Lord, she's supported this radio ministry, never misses a program all of these years. And God bless her. And, Lord, and that's what we're asking, that you would just bless her in every area where she could receive a blessing. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So
I know one thing. She's laid up a lot of crowns and treasures in heaven, and she will reap her rewards when she gets there.
Now, we're going to listen to another lady here. Now, this one's a little bit younger, a lot, and she's a fiery little thing, and that's what she is. She's not very big at all. And that's Lauren Boebert. And Lauren Boebert, she's got a message for Joe Biden. So take her away there.
Gave that to House Oversight. You all redacted any reference to the fact that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden had those 17 audio voice recordings. So, first of all, why did you redact that part of the information?
Senator, first, as I said before, your assertion, or anyone who makes the assertion that the FBI is politicized, I reject it wholeheartedly. It's wrong, and it is not true. The work we do.
Okay, Mr. Abate, then let me ask you this. You said in your response to Senator Cruz that you and the FBI do your job to the best of your ability. So why don't you tell me what your job is? Is it to defend and shield Joe Biden, or is your job to protect this country and the Constitution of the United States? Which is it?
The job of the FBI is to protect the country, keep people safe, and uphold the Constitution of our great country.
So
period. That's what we work to do every day. Objectively, there are not two standards of justice. There is only one. It's applied equally to each and every person.
Practically, by perception, there are two standards, very clear standards of justice in this country. We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people.
That is not the FBI that I see, Senator.
That is not the FBI you see. There are a lot of good people that work for the FBI, but you have a political cabal there. So why did you decide to conceal the information in that revelation to the House Oversight Committee? Why did you redact all of that pertaining to the phone calls?
We have exceptional people within the FBI.
You're not answering the question.
Best.
Why did you redact that information?
And they work relentlessly every day to keep this country safe and to protect people.
You chose not to reveal that the calls were there. And Senator Grassley found it out anyway. Is that accurate?
With regard to the document,
you chose to redact it, yes or no?
We often redact documents to protect
sources
and methods.
So you chose to redact the fact that there are 17 voice recordings, two of those with the now president. You chose to redact that and not to give that to House oversight.
I have no idea if there are voice recordings or not. What I will tell you with respect to the document, the document was redacted to protect the source, as everyone knows.
Well, then,
and this is a question of life and death, potentially.
My time has expired, but I think it would be helpful if when you came before us, if you were willing to answer the questions, it would help to remove the perception that the American people have, because this is what they see. They see you do it every day. And that is politicizing the FBI and using it against the American people who don't happen to be named Biden, Clinton, or one of the elites. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. We switched our clips tonight. That was Marsha Blackburn now, and she was questioning the deputy director of the FBI. He sat there and lied through his teeth, just like his boss, Chris Wray. I mean, he sat there and he knew when he was that he was lying when he answered that they didn't do such things. When they said that they redacted this to protect the identity, that's not true. They know that. They redacted that to protect Joe Biden, folks. They redacted that. That's the truth. He knows it. We know it. She knows it, folks. Anyhow, we're going to play the rest of this clip, but Aide, we got to hear from you. The phones aren't ringing, and boy, if they don't ring, not only will we not get back on those stations, by the way, we're only like $5,000 short of possibly going back on one of those stations we want off as far as if we can get that in. And what I'm saying that is that money that was sent was directed towards a particular station. A number of them have been. And so we're very close to making Salem keep their word and put that station back on. But we need to get that 5,000 in. But anyhow, the number is 888. This is the credit card number, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to hear the rest of Marsha Blackburn's interviewing the deputy director of the FBI, and he is not telling the truth. Go ahead.
Senator Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Abadi, let me just stay with you. You just started to answer Senator Blackburn's question that not releasing the 1023 or talking about it as a matter of life and death. Question of life and death, you said. Explain.
It is potentially a question of life and death.
For whom?
With regard to the source of the information.
So, okay, so now we've confirmed that the document exists. That's progress because the FBI director initially denied that it exists. Why did he do that?
We have already and previously acknowledged the existence of the documents.
Yeah, after you first denied it. Now, when a member of this committee read it, right, the FBI director, let's just get the record straight. The FBI director initially said it doesn't exist. Then Senator Grassley said, I've read it. Then he said, oh, okay, well, gotcha. I guess it does exist. Now you're going back and forth with members of this committee, what's in it. Why don't you just release it? Is it classified?
The document is not classified.
Okay. Will you commit to releasing it?
Senator, we'll take that back and we will work with you and this committee.
How about just a yes or no? Will you commit to releasing this unclassified document that alleges that the President of the United States, has taken $5 million or more in bribes from a foreign nation?
The document has already been released pursuant to a subpoena to the House Oversight Committee.
Has it been released to this committee?
We will work with this committee within the parameters that are established to meet
Will you
the
release
request.
The document to the public? It's unclassified. Don't you think the American people have a right to see it?
Senator, the document, as you know, contains sensitive information that has bearing on the life of the source of the information, potentially.
You can redact the source's name. We do this all the time.
In some instances, Senator, and I know you know this, that is not sufficient to protect people. And that's what we strive and work to do each and every day. And I hope you would take that seriously, too.
Folks, let me tell you something. You talk about a bunch of bull. Joe, to protect from who could it possibly be to protect from the FBI, Joe? Because they do not want that information out there that would incriminate their boss, Joe Biden. Well,
you notice he never did admit that the FBI lied because they said, no, the document doesn't exist. He never acknowledged that fact. He would not acknowledge that fact. So you can see the whole thing is nothing but a denial, denial, denial.
He told about five different lies that I could count just in that short clip, okay? But now here, this is an article by Ethan Huff. Our president is a criminal. Foreign nationals have made at least $30 million in illegal payments to the Biden crime family, Comer says. Appearing on Fox News Business to discuss Joe Biden's ongoing criminal behavior while acting as president, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer revealed that the foreign nationals have thus far made at least $30 million in illegal payments to the Biden crime family. According to Comer, the Biden crime family appears to be engaged in multiple criminal activities, including bribery, including influence peddling, money laundering, and at some point they will have to be held accountable for these crimes, which constitute treason. It's going to be hard for the Biden to explain, Comer explained. This is not going to go away, not this time. And I think eventually the mainstream media is going to have to start asking some questions. Right now, up to this point, the mainstream, or the lame stream, as we call it, media, has been doing everything they can to cover for Biden. But pretty soon it'll be too hard to do, right? So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to bring their own spin, put their own spin on it. Unless they're given the orders. And once they're given the orders from Soros and of above to throw him under the bus, it's time to sacrifice Joe. They'll do that in a heartbeat too, won't they?
If they're ordered, but for now they will keep denial. They will look at Schiff. He's still claiming Russia collusion. Trump and the Russians were colluding to steal the election. He's not letting go of that one bit. So this is the way they do it. They just keep telling the lie. Nobody could be that brash or bold. They have to believe it or they could not stand out there and do this day in, day out. I think that's what they are trying to portray. And until the narrative changes from above, that's what they're going to do.
Here's another article here by the Gateway Pundit. Representative Paul Gosar demands answers after suspicious deals to house illegals worth $500 million granted to business linked to Biden and associates. The Biden regime continues to flaunt its lack of transparency and flagrant disregard to the American people, refusing to provide answers for the shady business deals. In 2021, the Department of Homeland Security under incompetent Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas awarded a nonprofit called Endeavors a staggering $500 million sole source contract to house illegal immigrants. Let me read that again. A $500 million sole source contract to house illegal immigrants. This outrageous decision raised serious ethical concerns and begged the question, had any laws been broken in the process? Of course, the issue was not reported on in the mainstream or lamestream media and was swept under the rug. See, that's why we're here.
Well, let me clarify that. You see, when you don't report something you know to be true, That's called lying by omission, and it, according to God, is a great sin. It is as powerful a sin as telling a lie. And we have this media that what they do when they hide the truth, when they don't report a story, they are lying to the American people, according to God's word.
Let me give that number out. It's 888, folks. The phones haven't rung since the last time I gave that number out. This is not good at all. It's 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe, when it deals with treason, okay, there's a term that's called misprism of treason, misprism of treason. And that is, according to the law, Joe, if you're aware that someone is committing treason against the United States of America, and you're aware of that, and you've got full knowledge, and you don't report it, you're required by law to report it. If you don't, then you are guilty of that crime too, okay?
Exactly. Just like in regular law, if you see a murder take place and you don't report it, you know who committed it, you're guilty of the crime.
Right. Now, there's only a couple exceptions, and that is if you are a pastor, you have the option of if someone confesses something to you, you have the option of keeping that, but you should do the right thing, huh? You should always do the right thing, right?
Well, if you tell somebody you are going to hold it in confidence, you must do that.
Okay, so here you go. We've seen this. Look, everything that the Biden crime family does makes money for them. Now, everybody, remember how everybody was saying that Biden gave away $85 billion worth of military? No. He would never, that was a deal fixed. There was going to be tons of money coming back into the Biden crime cartel through different areas. Someday they'll find it. Someday this will come out. But we knew already what was taking place. And so, again, folks, you know, it's just unbelievable. But we're on to it, though. You see, the mainstream media, if they can't keep it quiet forever, can they, Joe?
Not forever. Some point it's got to come out, but we just don't. That could be still quite a way down the road, and a lot of harm and damage can be done before then.
All righty. Yet another example of the Biden crime family corruption, said finance expert John Tobacco of Newsmax. Taking tens of millions from Ukraine oligarchs is bad enough. To take $500 million from hardworking American taxpayers to lining the pockets of your buddy's companies in a no-bid contract is the definite crony. Is a definite of crony capitalism.
Yeah.
And so there you go. All right, Linda in California pledges 100. Thank you, Linda. We needed that. Okay, folks.
We need a lot more Lindas and a lot more people to call in with pledges.
You know what, Joe?
Remember, this is not about us because we are just working for the Lord. We're here trying to be his watchmen, do his will. It's about keeping the truth out there and fulfilling the job as watchmen, warning the people. But it's been set up where, you know, it's a true partnership, this radio ministry. We're doing the work. We're doing that part of it. And your donations pay the bills. Pastor Ernie, in all these years he's been on the radio, has never taken a dime. And no one that's worked with him ever takes any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, and our own treasure to keep this going because this is what God has called us to do. And we're asking you to really, truly partner with us and be the source of our ability to pay the radio airtime and stay on the air.
Joe, more and more people are saying what we said a while back. Remember when we said over 2 years ago that China had come out and said, I want to keep repeating this because when it happens, if it happens, and Lord, we hope that it doesn't happen. We hope that somehow Biden and Harris are removed and it goes to the Speaker of the House before they can totally and completely destroy this nation. But we were telling people, remember, how the Chinese generals were telling their people that they would take America. They wouldn't have to fire a shot. They would invade America. Well, we saw thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals coming in through the open border. Biden was told to make sure that door is open, let them in. And so now what you have right now in America, because I've been hearing people saying that we got a real danger. The communists are going to be on our doorstep. They're going to they're building a camp. They're going to open a Chinese military base in Cuba. They're already in America. Well, you have a lot of those Chinese soldiers. They're just not wearing uniforms, but they're here.
Exactly. And not only that, we have the Confucius Institutes in colleges and universities across the country where they're working with the colleges and universities that are on research teams. They are looking at all the top and new information. We also found out that they have Chinese scientists that are there working, and we know that they have their own Chinese police in the country. We know that China has been the biggest hacker of our on the U.S. government. They've taken our intellectual property. We have Chinese spies everywhere. It's known they've been working on us for many, many, many years, and people have been sounding the warning, and people just are not listening because we have a president and a government that are greedy, and they see money to be made in China, and they are selling America out for filthy lucre's sake, and that is what's going on.
All righty. Jane in Georgia pledges 40. Thank you, Jane. Here, burn, loot, and murder is crashing hard. Support drops off a cliff as Americans reach race fatigue. New poll shows, this is out of the Gateway Pundit, Americans have soured on the Black Lives Matter street riot movement. A new Pew Research survey indicates that support for the movement has reached its lowest point since the 2020 death of George Floyd. White Americans at the low of 42% have polled are the least likely to support the movement. In comparison, 61% of Hispanics and 63% of Asians polled, and overwhelming 81% of Black Americans polled expressed some support. Support for the movement is distinguished sharply between partisan afflictions and Democrats continuing to back it, and Republicans increasingly critical. So here, amongst those Republicans who support it, there are 17%. Those who support Black Lives Matter on the Democrats are 84%. There you go. And so they're giving all these different age groups of people, so on and so forth. So, all right, we're coming up.
I want to back you up just a minute because we were talking about China and the corruption. China not only is planning to build this military base in Cuba, but this is part of their Project 141 plan. It's an initiative of the People's Liberation Army to expand global military bases. And
I think they're building one in Washington, D.C. They've got enough of the people there. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Hard break coming your way. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
That was a great dinner.
So great. Wait, where'd you park the car?
Oh, the one I just sold to Carvana.
What? When did you do that?
When you were still looking at the menu. I went on Carvana.com and all I had to do was enter the license plate or VIN, answer a few questions, and got a real offer in seconds.
They picked up the car already?
No, I parked around the corner. But they are picking it up tomorrow and paying me right on the spot.
Oh, no wonder you picked up the check.
Yeah, about that. Thought we were going halvesies.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.